Charlie Kirk shooting case. Defense claims fatal bullet may not match suspect's rifle. Attorneys for Tyler Robinson, the man accused of fatally shooting Charlie Kirk, filed a court motion stating that a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives report indicated the bullet recovered from Kirk's autopsy could not be conclusively matched to the rifle allegedly used in the killing. The filing, submitted on the 27th of March, 2026, requested a delay of Robinson's preliminary hearing, arguing that the defense needed more time to review the ATF analysis and other evidence. Charlie Kirk, 31, co-founder and CEO of Turning Point USA, and a close ally of President Donald Trump, was killed by a single shot on the 10th of September, 2025, during an event at Utah Valley University. Prosecutors charged Robinson, then 22, with aggravated murder and other offenses, claiming he used a Mauser Model 98 bolt-action rifle found abandoned near the scene, along with cartridge casings including one that had been fired. The defense motion cited the ATF's initial analysis as potentially exculpatory, suggesting it might help clear Robinson if the fatal bullet could not be linked to his alleged weapon. Robinson's attorneys also noted that the FBI was conducting a second comparative bullet analysis as well as a bullet lead analysis, though these tests were not yet complete. They requested up to 6 months to review additional evidence, including DNA traces from the rifle, before proceeding with the hearing. Social media users widely shared the claim about the bullet mismatch, accurately attributing it to Robinson's defense team. Both the ATF and the FBI declined to comment, leaving the report's conclusions unverified by independent sources. A court hearing to decide whether to postpone the May 2026 preliminary hearing is scheduled for the 17th of April, 2026, and Robinson has not yet entered a plea.